April Fool's Day by Thomas. My name is Thomas, and my favorite holiday is April Fool's Day, when you can play a prank and no one can blame you. It's fun to play harmless pranks. It's also fun to have pranks played on you. That reminds me of a prank. I spent most of the day before planning my prank. I had ruled out doing anything that would require me going out of the house, since it was still COVID and we were crammed at home. I also ruled out anything that would need too many things, because if I needed too much, it would look suspicious. I also ruled out anything that would take too long, if someone saw me creeping around. I decided I would wake up early, sneak into the kitchen, and switch the salt with the sugar and get back into bed. I woke up early on April 1st. I crept into the kitchen. Then I dumped some salt into the sugar container and went back to bed. I pretended to sleep. I wanted to see the prank in action. I envisioned my brother's face when he realized what happened. My brother Peter woke up, got his daily oatmeal, and when he went to put sugar in the oatmeal, he also put in salt. On the first bite, he said nothing, but on the second, he said, "This tastes weird." I almost laughed. Dad said it was nothing. I tried not to laugh. I blocked out the air from my nose to keep from giggling. He ate another and another, and on his fifth bite, he said, "This tastes salty." I laughed. Then I yelled, "April Fools!" Peter's eyes widened, his face contorted with confusion and anger. I explained everything. We all laughed. Everyone, that is, except my brother. He was yelling. That is why April Fool's Day is my favorite holiday. I don't know what the best part about it is, setting up the prank, seeing the look on their faces once the prank has been pulled, or yelling April Fools and everyone laughing. I think it's the suspense right before the prank has been pulled. I think writing the story has given me an idea for a prank.